Hello. Good evening. My name is Jay from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We just like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 55443? Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I did not hear anything. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. And we just like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 55443? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth, please?
74.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, what is your race? Just to make sure we're including everybody. Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
I am black.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your patience and taking the time to help me. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, continue. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, just for a statistical purpose only? 12th grade, high school, some college, but not that degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree or master's degree, professional degree?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, continuing. In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you consider yourself in politics?
I'm probably considered a Democrat.
Democrat. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
It just depends on what the policies and things are. So I would say a Democrat. I wouldn't say strong.
Okay. So just for the sake of the research, how should I record your answer? Not so strong, so we can continue? Will that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, now thinking about the direction of your community, and generally speaking, ma'am, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very dissatisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? And if you don't have no opinion or don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know, okay? I appreciate your patience. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, or somewhat better or much better?
So can I just clarify, when you say my community, are you talking about my culture, black community, or where I live?
No, where you live, your community where
okay.
You live, ma'am. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat my options again?
Yes. Do you think about this, when thinking about the state of things in your community where you live, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Do you expect them to get much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, or somewhat better, or much better? What's your opinion?
I think it will stay the same.
Stay the same. Thank you, ma'am. Now, continuing, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Can you please select up to three issues most important to you that is affecting your community? Here's the first one. Reproductive or maternal health, public safety, including gun violence, rising cost of living, climate change and the environment, reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality health care, or protecting and expanding voting rights. If you have to pick three issues that are affecting your community, which will be the one?
That's a very long list to have somebody try to remember.
I can read it. Okay. No, I can read it again, and you can stop me whenever you hear the one you think is most important. No.
Okay, go for it. Public safety is one. What's the other?
Public safety. Okay, including gun violence, reproductive or maternal health, rising cost of living, climate change,
rising cost of living,
okay? Climate change and the environment, reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, access to good jobs.
Reducing racism and discrimination.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, going to the next one, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Can you please select up to three? And we do the same thing. I'll read them all, and you can stop me when you hear the ones that are most important to your camera, that wants to make you feel safer. Now, community-led violence prevention initiatives. Decrease police presence. Increase police presence. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Increase gun control statewide. Now, if you have to pick three of them that will make you feel safer in your community, what would be the initiatives that you will pick?
For sure, increasing gun control, meaning that who can actually get their hands on a gun, correct?
Increase gun control statewide, yes.
And okay, and two, what was...
Two more, community-led violence prevention initiatives, decrease police presence, increase police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated.
More employment opportunities for incarcerated, yes.
Individuals, okay. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, or increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. You can pick one more.
I would say increase drug control as well.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community, even if it's not a perfect, you know, they're not working perfectly well, but, you know, they're doing their job? So what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Can you please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read the list and you can stop me, okay, ma'am? Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Juvenile
I like that
justice.
One.
You like that one? Okay. Juvenile justice programs, mental health support services. Okay, one more you need. Drug and substance abuse prevention, support for victims of crime, emergency response services, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, or neighborhood
gun
watch
control measures.
Gun control measures. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the next one, it says, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Can you please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community? Now, here's the first one. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Culturally specific community healing practice. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Increase civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, or diversifying police ranks. If you have to pick three that would make you, that probably work in your community, okay. What would be the top three safety solutions?
What was the last one again?
Diversifying police ranks.
I do believe that, yes.
Okay.
And then what was the first one?
Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. That's the first one. The second one, culturally specific community healing practice, or reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations, or increase civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs.
That one, okay.
You need one more. Or funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. You can pick one more.
You said funding them? No. I would go with
Culturally specific community healing practice?
Yes.
That one? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to 3 initiatives that you believe are working well in your community, okay, when it comes to education system. Now, the first one, access to educational resources. Access to technology, that's the one. Okay, you need 2 more.
Yes.
Now, access to technology, special education programs, diversity of teachers, special education programs, diversity of teachers, school safety and security, that one, okay. I'm going to read the other ones just for quality control, okay? But if you want to change your mind, you can let me know. School safety and security, quality of teachers, a diverse range of free, affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, a Black-centered curriculum, or parental involvement and support, a robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, or up-to-date school facilities and infrastructures. So you stick with the 3, right? Access to educational resources, and you pick also special education programs and diversity of teachers. Okay?
What was the one about black what?
Curriculum that supports academic. That's not the one. Let me see. Here. Black-centric curriculum. That's the one. You want to change
Black
that one?
Black-centric curriculum?
Yes. For school, we're talking about this. Yes, ma'am?
So when you, are you saying sensory curriculum?
Sensory.
Black sensory? Oh,
yeah.
Black sensory.
No, not
okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, nope, that's okay. You can leave it.
Okay, so we move to the next one. Thank you, ma'am. Now, on the next one, it says, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree?
I do.
Somewhat disagree?
I do. I strongly agree.
I strongly agree? Okay. Now, which initiatives or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Now, can you please select up to 3 most helpful? Now, the first one. School-based resources that help families discuss race and, quote, with racial stress. Access to culturally affirming curriculum or suicide intervention programs. Access to quality after-school programs or mentorship programs or walking counseling centers at school or promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. If you have to pick 3, that you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health to students in your community?
Yes.
You want me to read them again?
Yes.
Okay. The first one, and remember, you can pick 3 and you can stop me, okay? School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Second one.
That one?
Okay. Access to culturally affirming curriculum. That's the second one. Third one, suicide intervention programs. Access to quality after-school programs. A mentorship.
Yes, and number 2.
Okay, a mentorship programs. Walking counseling centers at school. Or promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. You need one
number
more.
2. Whatever number 2 was, I can't remember the...
Thank you. Now, we're almost done. Here's the definition for the term restore justice. Now, restore justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Now, do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support?
Yes, I
somewhat
do. Strongly support it.
Strongly support, okay. Now, do you support or oppose allowing the school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint, such as a chokehold on students? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I strongly oppose that.
Oppose that, okay. And now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? Okay? Now, please select up to two options that will help the most to make you feel secure economically. You and your family, okay? Now, ability to build an investment portfolio, support building a strong professional network, help acquiring valuable job skills or financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, or help starting or managing a business, or debt reduction, or more opportunity to promotions and raises. If you have to pick two, that will make you feel, economically feel secure. Which will be the ones?
Help start a business.
Okay.
Resources. And what was the other first couple?
The other what you said?
What was the other ones?
Ability to build an investment portfolio, support building a strong professional network, help acquiring valuable job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, or debt reduction, or more opportunity to promotion and raises. You can pick one more. You want some?
That's hard.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong answers. I know they're probably they're all important, but whatever, it makes you feel safer, secure when it comes to your
family. How about build a portfolio?
Build a portfolio,
investment portfolio.
Yeah, I would like to learn that too. Now, which of the following, right? Now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Can you please select up to two options that will help the most? Increase home ownership programs, universal basic income, universal health care, subsidized public transportation, increase statewide subsidized housing, increase income-based housing programs, or increase food assistance programs, or increase rental assistance programs. If you have to pick two, that will help
universal
you.
Universal health care, and what was the one before it?
Universal basic income.
Yes.
That's the
that
okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Okay, when it comes to selecting a place to live for you and your family, can you please select up to three traits that are most important to you? The first one, affordable housing options, access to good schools, walkability, access to parks or natural spaces, and neighbors who look like me, employment opportunities nearby, safe and secure surroundings, or convenient public transportation options, or friendly and supportive neighbors. Which would be the three traits that you would look for the most?
Safe and secure and friendly neighbors.
Okay, you need one more. Okay. Friendly neighbors. Okay. Yeah, you got to pick three. You say safe and secure surroundings. We got affordable housing options, access to good schools, walkability.
Access to good schools.
Access to good schools. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay, now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own home if they don't already have it, But can you please select up to two most helpful initiatives? Now, the first one, we proposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, or setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or building more middle and low income housing, or making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, or teaching people about homeownership. If you have to pick two, they will help people in your community to own a house.
I would rather have teaching. I don't think that affordable housing everywhere is the ideal, because that's not it. Teaching about purchasing a home, and what was your first two?
Proposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. That's the first one. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. That's the second one. And setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Or building more.
I don't mind the rent control. I don't mind rent control.
So should I select that one as your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, on the next one, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, or divorced, or widow?
I have a fiancé.
Okay. Can I record your answer as I'm married, living with a partner, so we can move on? Will that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And just for statistical purpose only, ma'am, including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or more?
Two,
okay. And now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, layoff, temporary layoff, unemployed, retire?
Full-time.
Homemaker? Full-time, thank you. Now, were you born in the United States or another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or in another country, ma'am?
United States.
Both of them?
I only have one that I know, which is my mother.
Okay.
But I was the whole father in the United States.
But that's a blessing, man. Her mother's, oh, my God. Now, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Oh, you were not able to vote.
You said, who did I vote for?
Yeah, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Or you were not
Joe
able
Biden.
To vote? Okay, Mr. Biden. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you, ma'am. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, ma'am. Was it less than 25,000 to 35,000, 35 to 44,000? 45 to 54, your best estimating?
My best estimating is that I make over six figures, so.
Okay, so 100 to 249. Will that
correct.
Be a range, right? Okay.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to help me and share your opinion, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? This concludes the service.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to your mom for me.